I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
My reinstation with the War Office, the return of my decorations and my rank were all very pleasing. But there were still those who, at the time, had thought the worst of me. Against these, therefore, I still maintained my vendetta. And thus, as the Grey Goose, I still carried on. This campaign was, of course, in line with Barbara Faversham's crusade, one which I'd sworn to help to a successful conclusion. It was some time after the events I shall now tell you that I learned all that had transpired. Of course, I was not present at a very momentous meeting at Scotland Yard between the superintendent and Inspector Ben Ford, at one time my schoolmate.
Grey Goose again, Super?
Again. Still. Yes, still is the word, Ford. Goose feathers, goose feathers, goose feathers all over the place.
Yes, yes, I know.
You apparently don't know the latest, though.
What's that?
Anonymous letters.
From the Grey Goose?
No. From an enemy of the Grey Goose.
Oh, but you surely can't place any credence on anonymous letters.
This is going to rock you, Ford. You are apparently a go-getter, a rogue, a disloyal policeman, a friend. Listen to this. An interested friend of the Grey Goose himself.
Why?
How do you like that?
I don't like it. Now listen, Super. This is either a very bad joke, or there's something deeper. But so far, I can't put a finger on.
Listen. Letter number one, addressed here. In the matter of the Grey Goose, why is he not apprehended? I suspect Ebenezer Ford has many friends in the social world. Why does he not act on one of them? It is there he'll find his Grey Goose.
Well, I'm
lost for words, eh? Look, Ford, I know you for a good policeman, but here are a dozen other letters all suggesting you are stalling on account of a friend.
What an utter lie.
Of course it is. But the commissioner is getting concerned. He's being prodded. And I suppose he's got to take a little notice of higher up. Ford, you're in a spot.
Yes, I realize that. And of course the main idea is bring in the Grey Goose.
Exactly. Friend or foe.
But who is the Grey Goose? Sometimes he's been helpful to us, ergo friend. At other times he's proved himself a rogue, ergo again, foe. As for these documents, I'm accused of knowing him, helping him, shutting my eyes to his many depredations. In short, being an accessory.
Now don't boil over, Ford. We all know that these attacks on you are the work of some crank. They attack you, accusing you of a sort of complacence, even suggesting you have something to gain from the Grey Goose.
I see that. But it's an aspect too contemptible to give any consideration to. Have those letters been gone over by test department?
Of course. Fingerprints? Nil. Ink? Ordinary. Paper, unknown make, available anywhere. Writing?
Yes?
By elimination, that of a woman.
Oh, well, that's better.
Better? How?
Well, it does halve the possibilities, doesn't it?
So you think you can eliminate the male, do you?
If our experts are right, I do think so. In fact, I'm going to track down, if I can, one, a woman who doesn't like the Grey Goose, and two, a woman who is also very much in favor of Inspector Ford being rapped on the knuckles, if not sacked.
Well, go ahead. And for heaven's sake, bring me a Grey Goose. Or, failing that, a woman with a poison pen.
Poison pen, eh? By George, that is something to work on. Super, give me one. Any one of the letters.
Take your pick, Ford.
Any one will do. I want it chemically tested.
That has been done. I've already told you.
Yes, yes, I know, but I require more exhaustive tests. Perfume?
Done, mostly. There was some suggestion of opium.
Texture?
Done.
All right, but there must be other peculiarities somewhere.
There are no peculiarities.
All right. Maybe it's the paper itself has none, but, well, maybe the place it was bought. The place in which it was written upon. Those are points in which I may find peculiarities.
Well, I honestly hope you can get a line on that. Because before we know where we are, the press is going to get onto this, and then the balloon will go up.
The press? Why, for heaven's sake, Super, haven't you seen tonight's paper? The press have already got it. And do I get a roasting?
Rowley, have you seen the latest Grey Goose bulletin?
What do you mean?
Apparently the astute Inspector Ford is in the doghouse.
I didn't know he was married. However, what has he been doing?
Nothing, apparently, according to report. Listen to this. Why has Scotland Yard failed to lay hands on the Grey Goose?
Echo answers? Why?
Let me read the rest. We are informed from a reliable source that an anonymous correspondent has recently bombarded Scotland Yard with letters, each in turn suggesting that, one, Inspector Ford himself is the Grey Goose.
Good heavens! Poor old Ben. Oh, confound it. I can't let him take a knock like this. Now, let me think. Firstly, we must find the anonymous correspondent. Difficult, I suppose.
Very, I'm certain. Rowley, you've got to help him.
Of course. Wait, I know one step I can take. Come on, I want to use a telephone at once. Never mind your hat.
There's a telephone here.
No fear. Calls can be traced. Into the lift.
Oh, I haven't even a hat. And no makeup to speak of.
Never mind that. And as for makeup, we won't speak of it, except in very hushed tones. Now, here we are. Out, wench. Thank heavens there's a public telephone just on the corner. That paper was the Clarion.
Yes. Uh-huh. They seem to feature the Grey Goose on every occasion they can.
Right. Got some pennies?
Oh, you didn't give me time to get my bag.
Never mind. I can make these things work. Now, just you watch this.
Heavens. How did you manage that?
I just do put two pennies in like everyone else.
Oh.
Simple, my dear Favisham. Hello, the Clarion. Good. A news editor, please. Oh, is that you again? Well, this is the Grey Goose here. What do I want? I'm making a demand. Don't interrupt. Kindly refrain from attacking Inspector Ford. Yes, a refrain, I said. Or if that word is too hard for you, stop. The Grey Goose is a one-man concern and has no branches nor collaborators whatsoever. Shut up and listen. Your dirty publication of anonymous letters attacking the said inspector might result in getting him seconded and put off his investigations in re myself. Well, I'm telling you this. If he is supplanted, there's no one else even likely to shoot down the Grey Goose. And look here, just before I go, if you're not very careful, the Grey Goose might do a bit of hissing round the premises of your dirty Clarion. And how will you like that? Shut up! Let's put the desk in a furore. Come on, Barbara. We can't be seen here. They might find out which call box. Walk, and smartly at that.
You know, Rowley, I could hardly help not bursting out laughing. You must have annoyed him terribly.
One of these days, I'll annoy him to some purpose. I think the Clarion could do with some investigations. It's a dirty rag at any time.
You know, Rowley, that it was one of the Clarion's investigators, financial reporters, I think they call them, that first uncovered those alleged frauds by my father. It was the Clarion that hounded him into the courts.
Is that so? Well, in that case, the Clarion can expect a Grey Goose feather in the near future. Who's the lady who's just left the door?
Haven't seen her before. Probably visiting here, I suppose. Seems in a great hurry.
Hello. That's funny. The door's not locked.
Oh. Well, we did come out in a bit of a hurry, if you remember.
Yes, that's true. Confound it, I've never done such a thing before. They're darn careless of me. Good heavens! What's happened?
Oh, what a complete mess. Rowley, your flat's wrecked. I wonder how it could have happened.
This flat has been turned inside out. Searched and very thoroughly, too.
Rowley, your feathers.
My hat! No, it's all safe. I defy anyone to find them, but I was a bit scared for a moment.
Anything taken?
Not that I can see. No. No, apparently nothing. Look, £5 in this drawer. Thieves would never have overlooked that. Dash it, it's a bit disturbing.
It is. But if someone who was not a thief ransacked your rooms, what were they after? Do you know, I'm worried you may have been a bit careless at some time.
It isn't possible. No, darn it, it's not possible.
Do I smell a peculiar odour?
By Jove, yes. A sort of Eastern, eh?
That's it. Chinese or Indian.
Chinese it is. Yes, and unless I'm very much mistaken, that's been left by someone who's been near opium. Oof. Open the windows, for heaven's sake.
And your visitor's Chinese, you think?
Well, hard to say. Don't even know if it was a man or a woman.
I do.
What?
It was a woman.
How do you know?
You don't wear sequins, do you?
What are you getting at?
This, these on the carpet. I hadn't a sequin frock or ornament in my possession. Rowley, you've had a lady visitor, probably while we were out a while ago.
That woman in a hurry, leaving the entrance as we came in. She was in an evening frock. Her dress did flash, as I remember. Great Scott, what the devil's going on? Quick, the warning buzzer. Someone coming along the passage. Don't make a sound. If it's someone honest, they'll ring again. If it's otherwise, they'll probably start messing about with the lock.
Honest, I think.
Right. I'll open the door. My hat! The police!
Police!
Come in, Ben.
Thank you, Fletcher. Good evening, Miss Feversham. Great Scott, don't tell me you're leaving.
No, I think I've been moved. Matter of fact, Ben, we've had a visitor who's practically wrecked the joint. I suppose it wouldn't have been your Grey Goose by any chance.
Grey Goose? Oh, for heaven's sake, Fletcher, don't rag. I've had it.
Yes. I've seen the papers earlier. My hat, the Carrion's been after you, hasn't it? I saw the 3 o'clock edition.
3 o'clock? You haven't seen tonight's special edition, I suppose. Look at it. The streamer. Grey Goose comes to defense of Inspector. Subtitle, bears out Clarion's claim. Inspector friendly with Grey Goose.
It seems that with the best of intentions, Roland Fletcher has complicated Inspector Ford's situation. However, we know that further action will be taken by the Grey Goose.